Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and in the US, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is doing his very best to move on from that ill-judged, off-the-cuff remark about a certain former US president. And it kind of got me thinking about those big occasions in life where we all may have regretted words that escaped our mouths before we had time to think them through. I have a backlog of them and plenty of people to remind me of them too. And I wonder, is it nerves? Does our brain just fail to filter out our words? Or do we just not realise that everything is captured in this digital age? We're all the world's a stage. What's your worst faux pas, your worst ill-judged off-the-cuff remark? You can confess all to me at 51551. I won't tell anyone, I promise. Well, maybe one or two. Well, look, it's just about lunchtime now in Washington, D.C., but the biggest day of the year for Irish diplomacy is already well underway. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar had breakfast with Vice President Kamala Harris. After that, he made his way to the White House for a meeting with President Biden in the Oval Office. Right now, he's having lunch on Capitol Hill with Speaker of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy. And as we know, last night, the Taoiseach issued an apology for that off-the-cuff reference he made to the then-President Bill Clinton's affair with White House in intern Monica Lewinsky. But there was no mention of that faux pas when he and President Biden had this exchange in the Oval Office around 3 o'clock Irish time this afternoon.
I want to thank you on a substantive matter, standing together on Ukraine. It means a great deal, speaking out against Russia's brutal aggression and our deepening economic ties. We have a lot to talk about. I spent some time with the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and I've very strongly supported the Windsor framework, which I know you do too. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that. And for us, the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement is something that a very good friend of mine devoted a lot of his life to, George Mitchell. And that's critical. So I'm looking forward to meeting you and having our celebration together, and a lot to talk about.
So, first of all, thanks so much for inviting me to be here. I really appreciate the invitation. Really want to thank you for your help and support and understanding for our position on Brexit in recent years. Really made a difference, and we've got to a good place now, I think, with the Windsor framework, where we can have an agreement that lasts, which is important for Northern Ireland and also important for British, Irish and European relations. Really profoundly want to thank you and America for your leadership in relation to Ukraine. I never thought we'd see a war like this happen in Europe in my lifetime. America is at its best when it stands with its European partners to defend freedom and democracy. And thank you for that. And I know you'll stay the course for us, with us, and we'll stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes.
That was the Taoiseach and the US President speaking in the Oval Office earlier this afternoon. In a moment, we'll hear from Dan Mulhall, the former Ambassador of Ireland to Washington. But first, let's speak to Paul Hosford, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, who was inside the Oval Office about an hour ago. Paul, how did the meeting at the Oval Office go?
Hey, Darvel. Yeah, so I suppose most of it that you heard there, or most of what was presented to the press was heard there, was very short in and out. President Biden isn't known for taking questions at these really when foreign leaders are involved. But Taoiseach Leo Varadkar came out to us afterwards. He said that it was a very good meeting, very warm meeting. Discussed President Biden's upcoming visit to Ireland, discussed his support for the Windsor framework, and discussed his, I suppose, what Leo Varadkar's been saying all week is the two-way street of Irish-American relations, that Ireland is now the largest investor in the US, and that, I suppose, we're no longer the junior partner in that relationship.
And any indication, Paul, how the two leaders got on when they were in to discussing issues in private?
Yeah, they seem to get on very well. Joe Biden had said that he's met Leo Varadkar before, and that he's always been a great friend and a great friend of Joe Biden used a Yeats quote about the glory of man's life is glory can't suspend, and he kind of referenced that and referenced Ireland's ongoing relationship with the US.
Yeah, that's great, Paul. The line is a little bit difficult. Hold on there, but just while we get to that. But look, at the one of the things at the breakfast meeting with Vice President Kamala Harris this morning, the Taoiseach was accompanied by his partner, Matt Barrett, and the Taoiseach thanked her for her work for LGBT equality. Let's take a listen to what some of the two leaders had to say.
As you all know, Vice President Biden, this was one of his most particular joys as Vice President. And as you all know, he is quite exuberant in that joy, and I now have caught the bug. When I think of the relationship between our nations, we also, and the President will speak about this later today when he meets with the Taoiseach, cherish the hard-earned and won peace in Northern Ireland from the Good Friday Agreement. And it marks its anniversary, of course, this April, and it is something that we take quite seriously. And as President Biden has said, the Windsor Framework is an essential step to ensure peace and progress and to ensure that it is strengthened and preserved.
As doctors and as proud members of the LGBT community, allow us to say how inspired we've been by your personal advocacy for marriage equality, particularly in relation to Proposition 8. From Stonewall to Sacramento to San Francisco, America has led the way when it comes to LGBT equality. And I don't think I would be here today were it not for what America did. And I know you've been such a strong ally for our community in that regard. Thank you for that.
Well, Dan Mulhall, former Irish ambassador to Washington until just last year, now a Parnell fellow at Magdalen College in Cambridge. Are you feeling a bit left out this year? Normally you would be in the centre of things, Dan.
Yeah, it's been for the last 14 years, my Patrick's Days have been spent hosting and attending multiple St. Patrick's Day events. But it's been a nice change. A bit like, you know, the old days before I went abroad when, you know, St. Patrick's Day was a day of relaxation. That's what I've been doing today and just watching what's happening in America. But a lot of work goes into that, I can tell you now. There's been a lot of backbreaking work over the last few months to make this week's events come off the way they have. And, you know, it's a unique opportunity for Ireland. We have to remember that. No other country gets a day like this in Washington, D.C., full stop.
And, of course, it's not just a day because people are on the road for many, many weeks beforehand. Can I ask you just, though, just about, I suppose, what we're talking about that gaffe. How serious is that ill-judged off-the-cuff remark, I suppose, particularly the sensitive around the forthcoming commemorations of the Good Friday Agreement and the role that the Clintons played?
Well, first of all, you have to remember that we in Ireland, you know, watch everything that the Taoiseach says and every single word and nuance is picked up. That will not be the case in America. I would be very surprised if anyone in America pays any attention to this. This is a controversy that will spin around here in Ireland for a little while and then it'll go away. I don't believe this will have any effect on anything of any importance. If the Clintons were to hear about this, which I doubt they ever would, I think they would just brush it off like water off a duck's back. I mean, they have been subject to all sorts of stuff over the years. I don't think this would be of any kind of real significance to them.
And can I just ask you about, you know, you saw the Taoiseach there thanking President Biden, thanking him for his support throughout Brexit and referencing the Windsor framework. Do UK diplomats go mad when they hear express support for what might be described as US interventions, if not support, in these processes?
No, I think they understand the importance of UK relations with the US. And you saw Rishi Sunak was in California there this week with President Biden. It's an extremely important relationship for the UK. And I think they understand. They didn't always understand, but I think now they understand that, you know, the United States is a superpower, it's a global power, and it can say what it likes about any subject under the sun. And there's a strong interest in America in the Good Friday Agreement, which Americans believe that they were important in brokering, and Irish Americans in particular are very proud of the role they played in bringing that agreement about, and they're determined to protect that agreement. And we've seen them coming to the fore and coming up trumps for Ireland in the last few years in defending Ireland and protecting Ireland against the possibility of a hard border on the island of Ireland. And that's why you see such strong support in America for the protocol and now for the Windsor Framework, because they see that as a route to protecting the open border on the island of Ireland.
And can I just bring Paul back in there, because as Dan said, it's something of a national sport to observe these things. You were in there, you were in the room, and even though there was a microphone in front of the Taoiseach, and we presume perhaps that it was videoed, we haven't seen this off the cuff remark happen. Do you think it's something the Taoiseach will just sail through? Will he just sort of overcome it?
No, well, I don't think he'll have sailed through it. The fact that he apologised means that he recognises that it wasn't the right choice of words. But like Dan said, I think it has blown over. Speaking to some of the US press here, it doesn't seem to have caused a major controversy or major concern. They're happy enough to let him get on with today and get on with the bilateral meeting with Joe Biden.
Absolutely. Well, as we say, it is a day like no other, and no other country gets that audience in Washington, D.C. To Paul Osford and also to former Irish Ambassador to the US, Damon Hall, thank you. We'll take a quick break.